So, today there is officer day. Tirotsa of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his pranam mantra, it is like, had been written, Namo Bhaktivinodaya Sachidananda Ramine. Gaur Shakti Sarupaya Rupam Gokaraya Te Namo Bhakti Vino Daya. Bhakti ke dvara, Prem Seva ke dvara, by love and affection, by Prem, who can please Radha and Krishna and serve them? He is called Bhakti Vino. His Sachidananda, like Krishna and Srimati Radhika Sachidananda, they are also Sachidananda Sakta, Bhakti Vinoda. Actually, Bhakti Vinoda Thakur, Srila Gadadhar Pandit, that is Srimati Radhika. So, Bhakti Vinoda Thakur is manifestation of Srimati Radhika. In other hand, he is Kamal Manjari. What is the meaning of Kamal Manjari? Srimati Radhika always takes Lila Pushpa, Lila Kamal. Kamal means lotus flower. By feet, sometimes she can chastise Krishna. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Kamal Manjari. The Kamal in the hands of, lotus in the hands of Srimati Radhika. And that move is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He is telling himself that I took birth in. I want to take birth in Basana Gaon. And my father is brother of Srila Vishwamitra. And my mother, friend of Kartika. And my marriage has been done in Java. I live in Radhakunda, serving all these Radha and Krishna conjugal there in Radhakunda. His service is always for Yogi Seva Prati, Tambul Seva,
Tambulan.
His color is Kalita Varna, like that beautiful golden, like a thunderbolt. He has told 11 things which are essential to Sadharada Krishna, Panjuga. So 11, everything is there, he has told. He took birth in Bengal, near Mayapur, his mother, in the house of his maternal uncle. And his education was in Calcutta. From one who was very brilliant. And when he was admitted in college, he used to give Sanskrit and English lectures in universities and in big hall of Calcutta, in missionary school and everywhere. All the missions, Christians, all, and especially Rabindranath Tagore and his uncle,
Rajaram
Mohan Raj, were all impressed by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. After that, he left his home like a beggar. He came to Orissa to his grandfather. Anywhere in the border of Orissa and Bengal, there his grandfather was headmaster in any school. He was there sometimes, and after that he left that place and went to Jagannath. At once was so qualified that government of Odisha made him deputy magistrate there and gave whole fully
charge of Puri
temple, Puri temple. And he served for so many years. Once he wanted to give him a bribe of lakhs and lakhs rupees, that on the temple, anywhere, a deity of dog should be kept there. Deity of dog. Dog ki murti wahan par lagai jaye. Is all our Brahma.
Puri mandir mein.
Puri mandir ke upar. Ki ek dog jo kutta hai, wo bhi Brahma hai, aur Jagannath ji bhi unme koi jantar nahi. Sarvam phalidam Brahma, to prove this. But he denied. And he wanted to punish them. He did so many reforms in that temple. And he was one of the scholars in Puri temple. When he was there, he punished a
yogi.
Bishop Sen.
This is a majestic person.
He was a very bogus person. He used to tell that I am Brahma. I am Krishna myself. I will do that. But he could not punish him. At the same time, he had a son. Srila Bhakti Vishnu, Bhakti Idhan Sarasvati Goswami Chatur, Bimalananda, he took birth there. And when Rath Yatra festival was going, and child was very up, only 6 months are anything. Jagannath Rath Yatra was going on passing, it was stopped there. Bhakti Vinod Thakur brought his son and took prasad of Jagannath Dev, and prasadi mala was given in the neck of that child, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur named the boy Bimala Prasad. Bimala Prasad means the grace of
Nirmala Devi.
Bimala.
Potency of Jagannath.
She is potency of manifestation of Srimati Radhika. So, Bimala here, Radhika, not that. So, and after that, when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati became of 12 years, he used to teach him everything, all Vaishnava Granta. Even Bhakti Rasami, Sindhu Ujjalin, many and all other things. So, in this year he became very qualified and very learned in all Vaishnava theory. After that, Bhakti Vinod Thakur came to Bengal, and there in Krishnagar perhaps, after many places he was there, at that time he wanted to discover the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He took so many books. Also he brought maps from London, Indian library. And he went to government everywhere and searched the maps and everything. And then he called Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj in Mayapur. And he saw a light, flashing light in Mayapur in the night. And when he went there, he saw that there is a forest of only Tulasi Devi. He asked them, "What is the name of this place?" They told him, "It is Mayapur." And then, why this forest of Vrinda Devi is here? Everywhere cultivation of everything is there. Why it is there? They told that we want to take up all the Tulsi plants, cut, but again it becomes more and more. So we cannot do. Then he decided that this is not good, this is Mayapur. It has come from Mayapur. And next day he saw light there. And he called Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And so many learned persons of Bengal. And they went there. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, being in the age of 144, and he began to
dance
and jumping here and there, rolling there, telling that this is the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya. So he discovered the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, some of devotees of Gaudiya Vaishnava used to not to chant loudly, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare." Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, it can be chanted, it can be remembered, it can be seen, it can loudly and more loudly it can be done. In mala, without mala, daytime, night time, without snan,
without taking shower,
or any way it can be done. So no harm. As we will do loudly and more loud and more loud, the prabhav, mahadhima,
influence
of Harinam is more and more.
Greater and greater.
So Gaur Naam, Gaur Kaam, Kaam means bhakti, and birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Srila Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He gave all these things. If Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was not there, no, this preaching movement in whole world was there. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami preached all his books, all his missions in whole world. So if Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was not there, then what books, so many books, hundreds of books, Srila Bhaktivinoda has written it, perhaps of no use if Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was not there. Now, we are coming to his teachings. His teaching in a only one payar is this: Krishna Sansar Karo Chhari Anachar Jiva Daya Krishna Sarva-dharma, sarva-dharma sarmi, comes to the essence of all teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna sansarpara sarjanacha. Give up all bad associations. And namaparat, dhamaparat, sivaparat, and offenses on earth. And do Krishna sansar. What is this samsara? Whatever you do, you should do for only the service of Krishna, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. This is called Krishna samsara. मानस देह देह जो किछु मोर अर्पिनु तुहा पदे नंद किशोर. This writing is of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So whatever you do, do everything for Krishna. Krishna, Krishna associates are Hari Guru Vaishnava. Haryanachar, Jive Daya. What is the meaning of Jive Daya? Mercy to Jive. You can change only any Jive move towards Krishna from Vishaya. Then this will be greatest mercy to Jiva. If you are doing lakhs and lakhs hospitals, schools, colleges, so many things, you can multiply by 1,000 times a lifetime. It will not be 100 parts of if you are turning the mood of any jeev to Krishna. Jadi aap संसारिक जीवों को विषय जीवों को की चित्त वृत्ति को संसार से हटा करके भगवान की तरफ में मुड़ दें, ये कोटि कोटि अस्पताल, कोटि कोटि पुण्य और कोटि कोटि स्कूल कॉलेज की अपेक्षा भी थी. माता टेरेसा भी का निधन हुआ. आज विश्व के सभी राष्ट्र के मूर्ख जितने हैं वो सब एकत्र होकर के श्रद्धांजलि देने जा रहे. हम कहेंगे तो हमको मारेंगे आज. इफ आई एम टेलिंग दिस ट्रूथ देन ऑल विल कम एंड ट्राई टू मर्डर मी. इफ आई एम टेलिंग दिस, मूर्ख लोग नहीं समझते. एक वैष्णव यदि एक जीव को माया के संसार से भगवान की तरफ मोड़ दे तो कोटि गुण उसकी दया कोटि कोटि माता तरसा से अधिक. किंतु मूर्ख जीवों को ये समझ में नहीं आता. जीव दया में किसको कहते हैं? भगवान की सेवा का क्या फल है? फट दी फ्रूट ऑफ कृष्ण सर्विस एवर्टी लिटरेट पर्सन कैनॉट इमेजिन. श्रील भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर है टोल. यदि किसी एक जीव की चित्त वृत्ति को भगवान की तरफ में मोड़ दिया जाए तो जन्म जन्म उसका कल्याण होगा. और इन लोगों का फिर संसार में आएंगे. मदर टेरेसा विल हैव टू कम टू दिस वर्ल्ड. शी मे बी फिश, शी मे बी टाइगर, शी मे एनीथिंग. और नो गारंटी, नो गारंटी. बट जीव सेवा एनीवन कैन बाय दिस एनीवन कैन इट डू कैन इट बी इन हेवन आल्सो है ना. कृष्ण भक्ति यदि नहीं करता है तो फिर
कौन सा सिस्टम?
हाँ
धर्म समिति कौन सा
सिस्टम? माता पिता की सेवा इत्यादि करने पर भी
इसे संसार की छाया वादी का या
ना ना केवल सिर्फ कर लेना इसलिए
कभी अभी बतला रहे प्रणाम धाम का शुद्ध रूप से पालन करने पर भी यदि एक आदमी जितना पुण्य कार्य सब कर रहा है, माता पिता की भी सेवा करता है, स्त्री के प्रति भी ठीक है, पिता पुत्र के प्रति भी ठीक है, किंतु भगवान की सेवा यदि नहीं करता तो उसका सभी बेकार का है, उसको पाप भी लगेगा और उसके तरह तरह के प्रमाण. If anyone doing service to his father, mother, and he is actually following and observing Sanatana Dharma in four ways, but yet if he is not doing Krishna Bhakti, then everything is false. And he will have to come in this world.
Dharma Samashita Dharma Samashita.
Aray bhai, Bangla ka paaya hai.
Sarvadharma Samashita Pala Jai Jyan.
नहीं
हे पंडित पंडित के पंडित
बांग्ला
माता पिता इत्यादि की सेवा करने पर भी कृष्ण की सेवा नहीं करने से उसको नरक जाना जाना पड़ता है, ऐसा कुछ तैयार है। हाँ, ये जगत में कौन समझेगा? कोई नहीं समझेगा, विशेष करके कलयुग में कोई नहीं समझेंगे, केवल वैष्णव लोग समझ सकते हैं।
उनकी क्रिश्चियनिटी में भगवान का रूप तो है ही नहीं, तो नहीं। वो कोई सेवा की उनके पास करने का सुयोग ही नहीं है, इसीलिए सेवा मानेंगे वो।
आज हमारा भारतवर्ष के मूर्ख लोग भी, राष्ट्राधी नायक लोग भी इस चीज को नहीं समझ पाते हैं। वेदों की, शास्त्रों की आदत पढ़ते तो है नहीं, गीता इत्यादि क्या समझेंगे? सर्वधर्मान प्रत्यज्यमान एकम शरणम व्रज अहम तं सर्व पापेभ्यो मोक्षयिष्यामि मा सूचय। ये काम को ज्ञान गीता को पढ़ते नहीं, अब ये सब चीजें संसार के उद्धार ले रहे हैं, क्रिश्चियनिटी का और उसका जूठा लेकर के इसको पालन करते। भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर का विचार यदि वो पालन करते, इफ दे वर इन ए स्टेट टू ऑब्जर्व भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर प्रिंसिपल, देन दे कैन हैव उनको रियलाइज दी अदर का दे कैन Another thing, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has filled whole Siddhartha of Vaishnava in a jar,
container.
All the things in one shloka. Annaya praha, sattam harimiha karma, sarva shaktim, rasaptim, sattvinnan sattva jivanam, we achieve the only by bhakti, what? Sadhan bhakti. And that sadhan bhakti is divided into two, vaidhi and
gadanugara.
Who will do? Jivas. Who give conditioned soul? They are also of two kinds. They are
liberated
and
conditioned.
Liberated always serving Golok Vrindavan Vaikuntha, and conditioned soul from anadika.
Unlimited times.
There's time immemorial.
They are serving here in Maya, coming and going through all here. If they observe Krishna Bhakti, they will very easily can cross birth and death and everything, and they can go to Golok Vrindavan and serve eternally there, and that's the ability. He has also then Jaiva Dharma, Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shikha, so many books. If you want to realize all these things, you'll have to go through all the books. Now time is over. I've taken so much. So go Premanande, Sri Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai, Sri Bhav Mahotsav Ki Jai, Abhibhav. आदिभाव तिथि की गौ प्रमाण कल फौल है तुम्हारा विश्वरूप फौल फॉर मीन्स यू हैव टू से